A group called American Values First is leading the repeal effort. Georgia's Democratic House Minority Leader Stacey Abrams is a member. She said voter ID laws, which are usually backed by Republican lawmakers, suppress voter turnout.
We see states, Texas, Ohio, North Carolina, taking steps to further restrict the right to vote. It coincidentally, maybe, these are all communities where you have an increasing and expanding electorate that looks different than the electorate did 50 years ago.
Democrats like Abrams say Republicans are strategically targeting minorities, students, and seniors who typically vote for Democrats. But Georgia's Republican Secretary of State, Brian Kemp, says Georgia's voter ID law hasn't done that.
When you compare the 2004 presidential election to 2008, one pre-photo ID law, one post, Hispanic Latino participation was up 140%, African American was up 42%.
Kemp says there were additional increases in turnout during the 2012 presidential election. He says the state issues identification cards for free, and he says voters can use almost any photo ID, including an expired driver's license. Martha Dalton, WABE News.